Welcome to the Taoist Dude Podcast. If you're wanting to have more testosterone, I'm going to share with you some of the things stopping you and some of the things that are putting more estrogen in your life. And one of those, you're using at least once, if not multiple times a day, and you're not even aware of its effects on you. In this podcast, we're going to cover several things that you're eating and intaking that are highly estrogenic, and you may not even know or be aware. And this is highly important because it's a topic of discussion for us men. Think about the fact that sperm quality and quantity and testosterone levels have been declining since the 1950s. What the heck has happened? Sure, we may get less physical work in, and that could be part of it. But how many things have we added to our life that are not sustaining our hormonal health? And these are some of the topics that are going to be discussed. But I want to put it out first and foremost, the number one killer of your testosterone in this day that you're using every single day is your toilet paper. Now, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, how the hell is a single, well, maybe double ply, yeah, and some of us triple ply. Nobody wants to use single. But how is it that toilet paper is affecting you so much? Look at your toilet paper. I guarantee you that it says on there it is recycled material. It must be a percentage. How much? I don't know. That depends on your toilet paper. But what's one of the things that get recycled? That's a paper product that could be contributing to this. They're called receipts. And receipts have plastic in them. There's a high concentration of BPA. BPA is hormonally similar to estrogen and acts like estrogen in the body. Now, it's not enough for something to be BPA-free, because there's BPS and BPF and other iterations that do the exact same thing. They're like sisters. And they're all going to affect you in that similar manner. So then what's the issue? What's the deal here? Every time you're touching it, it's going through your skin. Think about the places you're touching yourself with that toilet paper and you're in contact with it. Now, people could argue you're only in contact with it for a few seconds. Yeah, and that's all you need. It gives you small amounts, and hormones work in small amounts in the body, and it lingers for hours. And take into consideration that testosterone, for example, fluctuates throughout the day. So do your other hormones. And that brings a bigger topic of discussion. There's plastic everywhere, and plastic is such a huge disruptor of your hormones because of its estrogen mimicking properties. And there's microplastics that are now found everywhere that you're breathing in, that you're ingesting. There's the plastic from the containers where your food is held, where you reheat food, where you buy food. There's the plastic shopping bags. There's plastic in your car. There's plastic in your house. What can you do about it? You reduce your exposure as much as possible. Instead of getting standard toilet paper, it is more expensive to do so, but your testosterone's worth it. Get yourself bamboo toilet paper or any other toilet paper that's not made from recycled materials. If you do that, you're going to start minimizing your exposure to plastics. That also means anywhere where you can omit and remove plastics, do so. The less plastic you have in your life, the better your health will be. Hormonally, you will do better because now you're not getting flooded and inundated with these estrogen-mimicking chemicals. I'll do a deeper dive into this through my newsletter. And if you're interested, sign up for that, where you'll get all sorts of other fun information and helpful things to help you become a better man. Now, that's first on our list. Who knew that toilet paper could be such an insidious thing? But now that you're educated, you'll be fixing that. Now, second on the list is a surprising one for some, but it's known as hops. What are hops? Hops are used in beer production. Hops are a preservative that has been brewed into beer for hundreds of years now. But it is a highly estrogenic herb. Now, when you look at it, the history of hops is really interesting. The first people to use hops in beer were the Dutch. And other Europeans used to make fun of the Dutch at the time, where they would make fun of their round bellies. They would say that they would look like the barrels of beer themselves. Then slowly, hops began to be introduced into other beers. There was a famous law in Germany, I believe in the 1700s, that led to the formation and creation of beer as we know it now. And what that did was take the ingredients of beer to be only hops, barley, and water. They didn't really know about yeast at the time, but yeast was included. That began the revolution. Now, why did they use hops? Why did they institute this? Well, beer used to be made from different herbs before, for the same reasons, for the preservative properties, but also because it enhanced the alcoholic content of the beer. And so what they noticed is that people were being too sexually active, and they wanted to dampen that. Remember, this is during the Protestant Reformation as well, the same time period. And so they wanted to quell people's passions. What they noticed is that hops in the fields, as they were being harvested, would affect a woman's menses. Her cycles would be different, and people would be quite sleepy afterwards. So they put it into beer to make people sleepier, to make them less passionate. And when you're ingesting hops, you're throwing those estrogenic compounds, well, mimicking compounds, into your body. You're doing the same thing as the plastic would do, albeit through a different route with a different substance. If you stop drinking beer and you stop drinking those double, triple, quadruple IPAs, and you reduce your intake of hops, you'll see that you'll get a more balanced hormonal profile. And the reason that you want to do this is because of those estrogenic activities that hops bring about. There's a reason why people made fun of the Dutch and the reason why they looked that way. The estrogen allows people to get and gain more fat within them. That's why it's called a beer belly, because the hops lead to that. Higher fat mass means more estrogen dominance in a man's body anyway. That's the reason why you want to get rid of anything that has hops. And don't use it for your hormonal health, for your testosterone. Now, this next one on the list is some that not very many people have in the U.S. as much as other parts of the world, but it's tea. Now, when I say tea, I'm specifically talking about Camellia sinensis, or the family of tea that produces green tea, white tea, yellow tea, black tea, and pu'er tea. It means matcha. That means sencha. Those are the types of tea we're talking about. They're also fairly estrogenic. And it's something that you don't want to have too much of either, because it'll cause you the same issues. So if you're a habitual tea drinker, that's something to take into consideration. Now, will it affect your hormones as much as the other things that we mentioned on the list? Maybe, maybe not. You could still have your hormone levels fixed if you're really, really a big tea drinker. You can optimize those hormone levels while still drinking tea. But I still want you guys to be aware that there's still an estrogenic quality to tea, aside from some of the other concerns that people have nowadays with tea. I can't say for sure at this time But it relates to the next point. Hu er ti, for those of you that aren't familiar, if you get the proper one, because there's two types, so you need the fermented one. But if you get the proper one, there's a high possibility that its estrogenic content is lower than the other types of tea. But as far as I know, there's very little research on that. That leads me to the next item. The next item on the list that's estrogenic that you're most likely consuming, soy products. Now, when I say soy products, there's only two items that are not included. Soy sauce and miso paste. Why? Because those are fermented. Something about the fermentation process breaks down the highly estrogenic nature of those soybeans. But that edamame you have at the sushi place, I highly recommend you don't have it. That's an estrogen ticking time bomb. Tofu is nothing more than mashed up soybeans that are curdled to produce the block of tofu that you see. And soy milk? Don't have these products if you're looking to drop your estrogen intake, because it's too much for most of us. And soybeans, unless they're in fermented form, they're not that great for you. And if you look at historically where soybeans were founded, the majority of the soy products were always fermented forms of soy. There was always a bean paste of some sort, and there was always a soy sauce of some sort and other fermented products. Tofu was the only exception that came around. So I highly recommend you avoid all soy products, from soy milk to soybeans to soy oil to any other form of soy that's not a fermented version. Now, this last one that I'm going to mention is a little interesting because it's the constituents within it that cause the issue, but those constituents are present elsewhere in other products. But mainly what it is this one aspect, and that is of a plant called lavender. I'm sure some of you are thinking, I don't eat lavender. Well, you don't eat toilet paper either. And we were just talking about how toilet paper affects your health. Lavender does it through the same route. If you're constantly using lavender, it's a double-edged sword, because not only is it estrogenic, it's anti-androgenic, meaning it is anti-testosterone. There was a study that was done that observed that children, specifically boys, very young prepubescent boys, were developing what was known as gynecomastia, or basically breast development. And when they went back and began observing what was going on, they noticed that those children were constantly exposed to lavender. There's another compound as well, another plant that has an extract, but that's for a different day. So what they did in the study is they broke down what was going on, and they found that in the essential oil of the lavender, which if you're using any bath products with it, you're getting that essential oil, there were different compounds that were used, such as limonene being one of the terpentines of lavender oil. And that had highly estrogenic activity. They tested 8 different components that make up essential oils, and 6 of those were found in lavender essential oil. That means if you're ingesting lavender in any way, shape, or form, you're putting estrogen-like compounds into your body. So what do? Just don't use it as much. Just like we said with the other things, you don't use it as much. You minimize your exposure. That's what you do. Now remember that with the Taoist philosophy, it's all about balance. Men have both estrogen and testosterone within their body, and you need both, and both fulfill different functions. The problem is when we have an excess. There's an issue with an excess of estrogen. There's also an issue with an excess of testosterone. When you're adding in these compounds and hormones exogenously, meaning from the outside in, that's where you have these issues and problems arise. So what you can do is minimize. You minimize your exposure to all these things as best as you can to optimize your testosterone production innately. And that's how you get higher testosterone levels. And that's all I have for you. But if you want to get more great information that'll help you be a better man, consider subscribing to the newsletter. In the newsletter, I share all sorts of different things that will help you be a better man. So until next time, Taoist Dude out.